And RSEA Safety on deck for the Michelle Bishop 6:45 Sports Update. The RSEA Safety's end of season sale is on now. Let's go to the update.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
And this one here, as we say good morning to Michelle Bishop, there's a text here from Jeff at Quakers Hill. It was great to see Michelle on the news desk last night on 7 presenting the sport. What a superb job. From Jeff of Quakers Hill. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, gents. Happy Monday. And thank you for that lovely comment, Jeff. That was beautiful.
You've moved to number
one. It was new territory.
You've stabbed Shervo fair and square right in the back. Good stuff.
Now, he's on brekkie this morning.
Oh, is he? Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you this.
I was off the bench.
I've gagged Brandy for this first topic. Is Brandy going to find himself back in the headlines this week? Mr. Clickbait.
Guys, brace yourself for another week. Absolutely, he is. Now, where there's even a hint of a hip drop tackle, there's our man, Brandy. Now, this is in relation to Raiders skipper Elliot Whitehead's tackle on Blake Laurie. He was, of course, placed on report during yesterday's two-point win against the Dragons. It was dangerous contact, but take a listen to Brandy and the team in the commentary Fox area.
Every dangerous tackle that happens doesn't have to have a label. Is that dangerous contact? I don't know.
Dangerous
have you seen that one at Melbourne's training?
Don't even start.
Don't go there. Don't go there, Mick.
You're making note of that.
We'll be busy on 360 again this week.
What a little troublemaker that Michael Innes is, isn't he? Imagine bringing that up on the desk. And that was in regards to the Elliot Whitehead tackle, which was a bit awkward, but it wasn't a hip drop. He just pulled the player back over his leg, used his leg as leverage.
A variation of the hip drop tackle. But it does come under the dangerous contact category, and it's obviously not ideal for them. And, guys, big day tomorrow too for the Raiders as they continue to roll on. Ricky Stewart coming back after his seven-day break. And a big congratulations to Mick Crawley, Andrew McFadden and Brett White, I guess, for filling the void and getting him over the line.
Mm-hmm. Who did go to the press conference at Canberra? Who ended up going?
Well, he was. I think he was penciled in to do the press conference. I didn't see it.
It was Mick Crawley up in the box, making all the calls. But as they said last week, they didn't want it to be a one-man band and they wanted to share the role, so that's what they did.
Okay. Cameron Serraldo to the Dogs for 5 years. What have you got on it?
Well, you know, obviously it's all official. He'll be the youngest coach at 38 in October. So we all know he signed the five-year deal. I think everybody knew it was happening. But I think Doggies fans can get excited because it's the very actions of Serraldo just yesterday that really, apart from his rugby league knowledge and coaching ability, that sets him apart from others. No real ego with Serraldo. He was training yesterday, as he would have been as normal, with the Penrith Panthers and keeping focused on that job there. But whilst he was there, he made the call to his manager to let him know that he was in, and it was all systems go. And then he immediately addressed the playing group there at Penrith. And I think that just shows the care and respect that he has for the group there at Penrith. And he wanted to make sure that they heard it first from him and got all the facts rather than hear it from the media or have it leaked from players from other sides, you know, the Dogs in particular. And I think that stems from the culture that he's been at there at Penrith, you know, obviously for some time, because that's what it's about. It's about respecting your colleagues. And I just think that Cameron will be able to take that to the Dogs and obviously improve things there. So I'm excited for Doggies fans. I think he'll do a fantastic job.
Andrew
Webster. So you've got Webster and Serraldo gone from Penrith, yeah.
So there's job. Three assistant coaches that have left Penrith over the last two seasons. Trent Barrett left for the Dogs. Andrew Webster has now gone to the Warriors and Cameron Serraldo. So Ivan Cleary will be on the lookout for two new assistant coaches. Yes. The NRL preseason, we're just chatting about it recently at Fox, just on how the preseason will look because of the World Cup, when the players will, you know, when they'll be back at training. And the season starts early, Michelle. So,
yeah, I suppose those players obviously will be, you know, staggered in the way that they return, the ones involved in the World Cup as usual. But the NRL could introduce pre-season training limits with a particular focus on full contact sessions over the summer period. And this, guys, is an attempt to reduce avoidable head knocks. So the NRL's medical advisory panel will present recommendations to the ARL Commission a little bit later on this year. They're kind of running out of time, so they have to make a call. But they've done it in codes like in the NFL. They have been doing it for like a decade, limited contact practice sessions, because they find that more than half of the concussions sustained by players actually occur during pre-season camps, which is interesting. Of course, clubs will have their input. The RLPA will have their say. Interesting to hear from Roosters star Luke Keary, because we all know his situation, and he believes that the move should come sooner rather than later. We see Caelan Ponga and Luke Thompson obviously out indefinitely at the moment with concussion. But Luke's also said he's encouraged by the technology that continues to improve, like the mouth guard that measures the contact data that'll tell, you know, players about their, when their, you know, contact issues or contact is an issue, the amount of contact, that sort of stuff. So, as I say, we could be seeing this as early as November being introduced into the NRL, purely because of just how, I guess, scary concussion is becoming.
Good start to the day, Michelle. Looking forward to your 7:45 update. I mean, you're burning the candle at both ends with your duties at Channel 7, and you are here at 6:45 thanks to RSEA Safety. Race into RSEA Safety and save during their end-of-season sale on right now. Talk to you in an hour, Michelle.
Can't wait.
7.5 minutes to 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.